Next application is case number 11258. It's the application of Michelle Benson. Site is located southeast of Route 1, southeast of Center Avenue, and 90 feet south of Skyview Street, being Lot 59, Block D, within Sierra Village, a mobile home park, and being identified as Tax Map ID District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, and being unit number 19813. Requesting a variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park and the maximum allowable lot coverage in a mobile home park. They're requesting, one, a four-foot variance from the 20-foot separation between units for a proposed shed. They're also requesting a 5.6-foot variance from the 20-foot separation between units for a proposed deck. And they are requesting a 41-square-foot variance from the maximum 35% lot coverage. Received no correspondence relating to this application.
Okay. Anyone here? All right.
Could you give your full name and address, please?
Dana Hansen, Sierra.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is true and correct?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Go to the podium.
Good evening, sir.
Hello.
Can you explain to the board your request, please?
Yes, it's for a deck, and it's encroaching on the property line, but it's 14 feet from the neighboring trailer, so it's only like a 6-foot variance, I believe, is all we need.
5.6.
5.6, yes.
Okay, that's for your deck.
That's right.
And the shed. You want to build a deck, and the deck's already...
Yes, the shed is will be 16 feet from the other dwelling.
And there's no other place you can move that shed?
No. No, sir.
Okay.
I could probably get it a little closer to their home.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to ask. It looks like you
could move it
4/10 of a foot. I don't think you can get it closer.
Yeah, I can put it just enough room to, you know, work.
Okay.
That eliminates
that variance, right? Okay.
Talk about 4 feet.
Yeah.
4 feet.
Yeah. 0.4.
No.
No, it's actually four.
It's a 4-foot variance.
Oh, I see it. Point.
There's a dot on the copy.
Yeah,
I saw it too.
Okay.
4 foot.
Okay, 4 feet. You can handle that?
The four, yes, sir.
Foot. Okay.
Mr. Workman?
Is the deck built?
No, sir.
Can I ask real quick?
Sure.
The shed already there, or is it proposed?
No, nothing's there.
Okay. So you can, when you install it, you can make it be...
The deck could even be smaller. It could be like a 6x8 instead of an 8x10.
I was going to say, okay. You could give seven foot deck.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That would eliminate a lot of things. Also, your 41-foot variance for the 35%.
I could do that. That would be no problem.
So you could bring everything that I see here into compliance by adjusting.
I don't think he was talking about the shed. I mean, the deck. You were talking about the shed, correct?
Shed, yes.
Said deck, but I think he meant.
Yeah, no.
You meant just the shed, though, right?
Oh.
The shed I can change around.
You can change around, but the deck?
They kind of want that 12 foot out.
Okay.
Oh. So you couldn't make that seven foot, huh? 7.4 feet.
No, sir. You know, I don't think you would even get a table and chair there.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Yes, can you address the standards for granting a variance for us?
Pardon me, sir?
Can you address the standards for granting a variance for us?
Standards for...
Did you fill out the application?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And with that application, you signed a piece of paper that said you had read it and understood that you had to convince this board that you meet the five standards for granting a variance. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir. Here, this here.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Part of it.
Yeah, I'm really not up on this.
Would you like some more time to prepare? Take a few minutes and we'll hear some other cases.
The only thing I can see in question is the 6 feet for the variance, 5.4.
Well, the only thing I can say is if you can't address those standards and convince us that you meet those standards for granting a variance, then we can't grant you a variance. So if you'd like to take some time and...
Well, I don't understand the standards. I mean...
The standards, well, you have to show that there's a uniqueness to the property. You have to show that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. You have to show that it hasn't been created by the applicant, that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum. The request is a minimum.
I have all that, and everything. My answers are no, that it doesn't exceptional practical difficulty or any unique condition, irregularity, narrowness, or anything. It doesn't change anything.
You're not helping your case.
No.
You have to convince us. Mm-hmm. That the reason you need this variance is there's a uniqueness about the property, be it topographical or whatever. You have to convince us that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. You have to convince us that it has not been created by the applicant. You have to convince us that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and you have to convince us that it is a minimum to afford relief. So if you'd like to take a little more time, and then we can hear your case after we hear some others.
Oh, sir, I really don't. That's they just need the deck. I mean, basically, all I have is the regular trailer steps coming down. There's no place to entertain or, you know, have any kind of thing going on out there.
I believe the chairman would let you do that if you want to sit back and.
Or we could leave your case open and, you know, you could come back at our next meeting, have time to go back and to study him or get some help with it and come back again. We're willing to work with you, sir, and, you know, any way we can. Because, mm-hmm. again, as you heard from Mr. Mills, if you can't convince us the need for those, why you know, the deck, again, on the lots and those questions, then there's no way that we could even consider granting a variance, sir. So we're willing to help you in any way. If you need more time this evening, we're more than glad to do that. Or if you would like to wait and take it back and study it and get some help with it and come back, we can leave your case open, possibly until our next regular meeting, which is in 2 weeks, and then you could come back. Whatever you feel comfortable with, but if you're not prepared to answer them, sir, it's going to be hard to hear it.
Yeah.
Right?
Not trying to be difficult. It's just that we can't grant a variance based on desire. We have to, you know, those standards have to be met, or you have to convince us that you meet the standards.
But I think you heard the
and you can be creative.
The gentleman before you addressing all those standards, and that's what he was doing.
I know.
Whichever way you'd like to go, sir, if you would like this evening, excuse me, or you'd like to wait and come back at our next regular meeting in 2 weeks on the 23rd of September to give you enough time to do it with, we're more than willing to help you in any way. It's just your choice, sir.
I guess that would be the best thing, then.
You'd rather come back in 2 weeks?
Okay.
Leave your case open?
Yes, sir.
Or you understand? I mean, you're comfortable? Or any questions
I'll
you might
have?
I'll
have to see if I can
get someone to go over with
help
you.
Me, yes.
That would be fine, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Counselor, is that?
Yes.
That's the right thing?
I believe okay. if you would go into planning and zoning, that maybe that you can get someone to help you with that and answer the questions. You can answer the questions, and they can tell you how to answer those questions.
They could help you. They'd be more than glad to help you. I believe they would, sir. Mm-hmm. At your convenience, between now and the next 2 weeks, come back over and go in there, and I'm sure that someone there would be glad to.
Okay.
How's that, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. That being said?
Any opposition?
Is there anyone here in favor, any opposition to this case here this evening? There being none? Now, then I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we leave case number 11,258 open for the purpose of the applicant to better prepare and come back to us in 2 weeks.
Okay, do you have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we leave case number 11,258 open for the purpose of allowing the applicant to be better prepared for addressing the standards for the granting of variance at to our next regular meeting, which is on September the 23rd. That's in 2 weeks, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and again, if you get a chance, you can go maybe to the office.
Okay. Okay.
All right, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,258 will be left open for our next regular meeting.
Thank you, gentlemen.